Masechtas Arlam, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Zayin goes back to explain a case mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Lahakel u'lahachmer, when do we have a case of Truma and Chulin that got mixed together that's going to be both Lahakel u'lahachmer, sometimes lenient, sometimes stringent? And the Mishnah said previously that it's min b'she'ena minay, when it's two different types of things that got mixed together. And the Mishnah now explains this in Mishnah Zayin. L'hakel u'lahachmer, to be lenient and to be stringent. When do we have such a case? It's min b'she'ena minay, when there's two different types of things that got mixed together. Ketzad, how is this so? K'goin grisin, for example, grisin, which are split beans of truma, sh'nizbashlu, that were cooked, imadashin, with lentils that are chulin. So you have two different types of beans here. You have beans and lentils, truma beans that were cooked with the chulin lentils. The yeshbam b'naisin tam, and it has amount to give flavor. There's enough truma beans to add a flavoring to the lentils, and the flavoring is recognizable. So if the flavoring is recognizable, then v'ein sheyeshbam lalas b'echad meya, v'ein sheyeshbam lalas b'echad meya, whether or not there's 100 times chulin to the one part truma, whether you have that ratio or not, usher, regardless, it's going to be usher to a non-kayin, and it's all going to be meduma, because the fact that the flavor is still detectable from the truma makes that it will not be nullified even in the 1 to 100 ratio, which generally nullifies truma. However, aimbam b'naisintam, if it doesn't give flavor, the truma is not strong enough to give flavor, if that's the case, then bein sheyesh bam lalas b'echad meya, bein she'ein bam lalas b'echad meya, whether there's 100 to 1 ratio or not, even if it's less than 100 parts chulin to the 1 part truma, still mutter is going to be permitted to a non-kayin, and this is because the 1 to 100 ratio necessary to nullify truma only applies when it's min b'minei, the same type in the same type. But here, that it's beans and lentils, it's two different types. The only deciding factor is whether or not the taste is recognizable. And in this case, in this Mishnah here, that the taste is not recognizable, then it's nullified even if there's less than 100 parts chulin to 1 part truma. And that's the leniency case. Mishnah Ches. Se'ar shel chulin shenafel l'teich isa. If there was chulin sourdough that fell into a chulin dough, and v'yesh b'kidei l'chametz, there's enough of the sourdough to leaven the entire dough. So this is a regular batch of dough with the leavening agent put in. Everything's chulin so far, and there's enough leavening agent to make the entire dough rise. V'achar kach nafal se'ar shel truma o'yser shel klai akerem. Afterwards, more sourdough fell in, sourdough from truma or from klai akerem. V'yesh b'kidei l'chametz, and the second piece of sourdough that fell in, that's either truma or kilaya kerem, it's kilayim, the second piece also had enough sourdough to leaven the entire dough by itself. So what's the halacha in this case? On one hand, it had enough leavening agent that was chulin to leaven it, to cause it to rise, and we don't need this extra part from the truma, so maybe we should say that it's nullified in the 1 to 100 or 1 to 200 ratio. Or do we say no, that it, since it has leavening properties, it doesn't become nullified? So the Mishnah says over here it's usur, it's forbidden. Even though there was enough leavening agent for the rising to be done without this truma or kilayim mixed in, but it does add to the leavening properties, it speeds it up, and it's recognizable the difference, and therefore it's not nullified even in the ratios that generally nullify truma and kilayim.